Ethereum's EIP-8363 would cut validator rewards as staking nears. 50% Ethereum researchers, including the Ethereum Foundation's Justin Drake, have proposed EIP-8363, a change that would reduce validator rewards as the network's staking ratio climbs toward 50%. Cointelegraph reported the proposal on August 5, 2026, framing it as a response to concerns that too much ETH locked in staking creates its own set of risks. Ether traded at $1,869 at the time of writing, down about 2.5% over the prior week. The proposal reopens a debate that has followed Ethereum since the merge. How much of the total ETH supply should be staked, and what happens to the network if that share keeps rising without a ceiling? The mechanism behind the reward cut Ethereum pays validators through new issuance, and the amount each validator earns is tied to how much ETH is staked in total. As more ETH gets staked, the per-validator yield falls, but slowly. EIP-8363, as described by the researchers, would steepen that curve near the 50% mark so that rewards drop faster once staking participation reaches that level. The intent is to make additional staking less attractive precisely when participation is already high. Instead of relying on a hard cap, the design uses economics. If the yield thins out as the network approaches half of all ETH staked, fewer holders choose to add more. That distinction matters. A hard cap would force a queue or a rejection once a threshold is hit. A reward adjustment leaves the door open, but changes the incentive, letting the market settle at a level the researchers consider healthier. Concentration is the worry, not the yield. The stated reason for the change is centralization. When a large majority of ETH is staked, a growing share tends to flow through a handful of large operators and liquid staking providers rather than solo validators. That concentration raises questions about censorship resistance, governance influence, and how the network would behave under stress. A staking ratio near 50% also ties up a large portion of the circulating supply, which affects liquidity and how ETH behaves as collateral across DeFi. Researchers have argued in past discussions that Ethereum does not need every last coin staked to stay secure, and that beyond a certain point, the marginal security gain is small while the systemic risks grow. EIP-8363 puts a specific number on that thinking. By targeting the 50% zone, it signals where the researchers believe the trade-off tips from healthy participation to unhealthy concentration. Lower yields land on stakers and LST holders. The direct effect of any issuance cut is a smaller reward for people who stake. Solo validators, staking pools, and holders of staking-linked tokens would all see returns compress if the proposal ships and the ratio stays high. That reaches beyond validators. Liquid staking tokens underpin a large slice of DeFi collateral, and their yield feeds into lending rates, structured products, and the growing set of cards and accounts that route spending against staked positions. Providers such as Ether.fi, which pairs liquid staking with a spending product, sit at the intersection of staking yield and everyday payments, so a change in base issuance would eventually filter through to the numbers those products advertise. None of that happens overnight. An EIP is a proposal, not a scheduled upgrade. It has to clear technical review, testnet trials, and inclusion in a future hard fork before any parameter changes on mainnet. Past monetary policy proposals for Ethereum have drawn long, contentious debate, and this one already has 18 replies within an hour of the announcement, a sign the discussion will be loud. The debate this reopens Ethereum has no single authority setting monetary policy, so changes like this get argued in public across research forums, core developer calls, and community channels. Supporters see EIP-8363 as prudent risk management for a network that secures hundreds of billions in value. Critics tend to object that adjusting issuance to steer staker behavior is a heavier hand than the protocol should use, and that the 50% line is somewhat arbitrary. For holders, the practical takeaway is narrow for now. Nothing changes today. But the proposal marks the moment researchers decided the staking ratio is close enough to their line to act, and that alone will shape how the next round of Ethereum upgrades gets planned.